So why was it important for you to run this time?
Well, I've spent an awful lot of time trying to build a great community here in Dunedin, and in fact, I feel like we've made great progress. But I feel like that great community is threatened badly by the failed Republican policies of especially the last 8 years. That includes, the president. That includes Congressman Young. That includes representatives and governors in Tallahassee. And I just felt really compelled to speak out and try to offer a different vision of what our future needs to be.
How are you going to, Congressman Young has been there for 38 years. That's a long time for somebody to be in place. How are you planning to tackle taking on somebody that's been in place for that long?
Well, I honor and I respect his contribution as a congressman to Pinellas County for the last 38 years, but I really feel that this election, more than any in recent memory, is all about the future and not about the past. And I think he very much runs on the past and what he's done. And I just think that this is a time when voters especially are going to be concerned about the future. And I think my vision of the future and the Democratic platform of what this future needs to be is much more valid than what he offers as far as protecting and defending the past.
Now, you have several other people that are also running against you, Sam Simpson and Max Lynn. What do you think makes you stand out against both of them as candidates?
Well, I really think that, in fact, the most important thing that people should consider in the Democratic primary is who can actually beat Bill Young in the fall, in the November election. And I think that the credibility I bring as an elected official, as a mayor, as governing in a situation where we have a proven track record of success is going to be incredibly important to voters in the general election. And I don't think Sam or Max bring that, and therefore I don't think they compete well with him in the general election. I think I do compete very well with him because I can bring that credibility of the success I have, the record I have. And again, then it can be an election about the past versus the future as opposed to Bill Young versus personality.
We have quite a few Republicans in this area. What do you think are going to be some of the issues that are going to be tough for you, for Republicans to relate to you on? What do you think are going to be some of the major issues?
Well, again, I think that with the credibility I bring and talking about the future, that I don't have any problem reaching out to Republicans and independents. I think that, some of these issues are not partisan. The war isn't a partisan issue. The economy is not a partisan issue. The environment's not a partisan issue. Solutions to those problems are what people are seeking, and that's what I am able to offer.
Can you talk a little bit about how you feel we can handle, as Floridians, the issue of offshore drilling being a possibility?
Well, I was just completely offended by the suggestion of the Republicans that that was their solution to the current, high price of gas, because certainly anybody who has taken the time to understand the economics of the issue knows that offshore drilling isn't going to reduce the cost of gas at the pump anytime soon, if ever. And yet we do have in Dunedin the number one beach in America. It is critically important to our economy and to our environment that that number one beach in America be protected. So I just felt like it was pandering for votes to try to suggest that, that in 4 months you'd be able to reduce the price of gasoline at the pump is ridiculous. The real solution is to try to look for alternative sources of energy. That's what the Democrats are offering. I'm sure that's where we'll go if we're elected to the presidency and to support the president in his efforts.
If you do get elected in the fall, what are some of the first things that you want to do? What are some of the first things that you would like to see changed?
Well, I certainly will be supportive of the Democratic administration to end the war as quickly as possible, as responsibly as possible. I think that with that ending of the war and the tremendous financial burden that that places on our country, that we'll be able to reinvest some money into our economy, which is, again, desperately needed at this time. And so there are some economic stimulus packages that I think the government can offer the people of Pinellas County and throughout the nation that will create jobs and get the country growing again and eliminate some of this tremendous financial burden that people are under.